I asked if she was okay again, and she responded, "It's like you're sucking all of the energy out of me." And then a beat later, "Are you a vampire?"
Ho, are you a vampire? Why are you acting like my skin's hot? Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove.
Oh, yeah?
Look what color it is.
That's black as hell. You made it so rich, huh? That looks like cold brew.
Shit. I didn't make this.
That's very dark.
I added water to it. Oh my god.
You added water to that?
I only filled the cup up like that much and then I added that much water. Take a sip of that.
Uh-uh.
You don't want to try it? Oh, I forgot.
I haven't drank coffee in like weeks.
Golly, this will zoot your ass up so bad.
It's my one thing. That's okay.
You could probably smell this and get a caffeine buzz from it.
I'm saying it looks strong. Speaking of energies.
Yeah, that boy's an Olympic lifter up in his cup. That's how strong this shit is.
She is strong, boy.
Strong as hell.
Alright, so. Oh, yeah.
See.
Oh, see.
Oh, see.
Oh, see. See, senor.
Can you say burp?
No.
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 Aye, aye, aye. So. Okay.
What was that?
Talking about something weird.
Oh, yeah. You want to see something funny? We can clip this in. It's not a video.
Okay.
So, okay. So, once again, powerful platforms that can be misused and abused, and you just find weird shit on there.
Yeah.
But of all the places, I didn't expect Facebook Marketplace.
I love Facebook Marketplace. I find gold nuggets there all the fucking time. And I usually don't save them, honestly. I should. I sent you that one the other day and I was just like,
I know, dude. Like, so I'm just on there and I have been on this hunt for babysitters, you know, for like a minute.
They're hard to find.
They're hard to find. So I'm on there all the time. And I got a notification for this, which is why it's so funny. So, it says, this lady, old Katie, fucking Katie. It's just like old ass lady too, you can tell. And she's just one, you can just tell she's one of those ladies that like just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
Like at all.
Like no at 50, she's just like no cap.
Off the wall.
Yeah.
She said, "I'm a great baker, but unfortunately not a great cat groomer. Since I can't be good at all the things, is there someone who can come to my house and shave my cat?"
Yo, I saw that. I fucking saw that same one.
I promise it's a real cat. Let's be adults here. Yeah. See pic for proof. Cat grooming versus baking skills. Shameless plug for my bakery. With, like, the link to her bakery. And I was like, this is some of the best advertising I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, take a screenshot of the cat.
I am. Look at the fucking cat,
guys.
Bro. What was she doing?
This fucking cat. Yeah, okay, first off,
we'll blip the picture in so y'all see it. But, bro, what the fuck was she doing?
First off,
was she thinking?
This cat is fat as hell. Like, he looks like a Thanksgiving turkey.
She didn't trim him. She made him bald.
Cat has them alopecia, bro.
Bro, and it...
She left his head and his tail, but everything else is about chopped.
Yeah, but if you're going to go ahead and shave him and you realize, fuck, he's like bald on this whole side, then shave the rest of it off. Why are you leaving him back?
You at least could have got him a sweater. You at least could have got him a fucking sweater, dude.
Bro, like, you know what? He may not be as hot when he goes outside, but he's going to get bullied by all the neighborhood cats.
Yeah, they're all going to fuck with her.
Listen, the hell,
me and
dude?
Sean,
look at his butt, bro.
Dude, that thing looks like a turkey. I'm saying. We were watching these videos.
Uncooked chicken, dude.
Of these fucking, what do they call those, naked cats? What?
Like, yeah, I didn't even. I know, I saw that shit. I didn't even notice
Tori
that.
Applegate liked that shit.
I didn't even notice that.
Me and Sean were watching the videos of them naked cats. Fucking.
You ever seen their butt puckers?
I've, like, are you talking about where their scalp, like, does that little, like,
Finish what you were saying
first. All right, listen. These cats were beating the fuck out of each other. They're fucking wop, 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 just, like, boxing. And, like, it's so loud and so hard because there's no fur to pat. They're just beating the shit out of each other. They're like professional boxers, bro.
Yeah, naked cats, they got fucking, they seem like they'd be a great option for a cat because they don't shed.
They sweat, though.
But they leave butthole puckers on everything.
Oh!
There's no fucking fur.
They leave oil stains. You have to put sweaters on them. Anybody I met that, like, okay, well, okay, it's only one couple that I ever met.
Everyone I ever met.
Just the one couple. I went to brunch one time and these people had a basket of these fucking cats out. Don't ask me, bro. Fucking Georgia. So they had a basket of these cats just with them, and they all had sweaters on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had sweaters on them and, like, little leashes. And I petted one.
That's
he was cool.
Sussy, bro. I didn't know you're sussy if you bring your cat in public. I'm sorry.
I didn't know how I would feel about it. Well, I mean, if you have, like, a cat dog cat, maybe. But also,
I think it's cool when they put them on the little harnesses and let them go outside in the wilderness and hikes. But, like, brunch?
I don't know. Listen, these people, they had cats. They were having a good time. They let me pet them. It is an animal I feel like no one would want to pet, those because they did kind of, like, I felt like the vibe was off.
If I had a naked cat, I would name it Nunu.
Ooh, Nunu, because he knew nude.
And he nude.
Yeah. I get it.
Nunu. Oh, that'd be kind of cute, too, like, N-U-N-U.
I feel like I would just name them a normal-ass person name, like Daniel.
Greg, put your titties away.
And I'd get him a backwards hat that just clipped under his chin.
I'm like, God damn it, Greg. You left your fucking asshole mark on the coffee table again, bro.
I'd train him to, like, whop people with his...
They got big ass paws. Fucking Tyson.
Yeah. No, because he wouldn't bite no ears off. He'd just, like...
But he would whop them.
It's true. Floyd?
Floyd? What kind of injury do you have? Spinal.
Lord have mercy. These fucking cats. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever have one. They sweat, but, you know, they are, like, hypoallergenic, I think. So, whatever that means to anybody.
This woman, though, bro, she just fucking... That's me, but this, like...
So, here in Georgia, like, we have...
Cat, dude.
Every neighborhood has, like, a big, like, group. And if whatever town you live in, find the biggest group that you can put yourself in. Because, listen... These people post everything. They post things they shouldn't post. Like, they post things that are, like, it is fucking comedy gold. Because I saw that shit and I cackled my ass off. Because
I was laughing. That's why I text you and I was like, I just found something.
Poor fucking Timmy, hilarious. Like, fucking shaved his ass right off, dude.
And she's like, well, I can bake, but, or she's like, I can't fucking shave this cat, but, like, also, I can make some damn good muffins.
Like, I'll trade you some fucking cupcakes for if you'll shave my cat. What the fuck?
I'd go shave the hell out of that cat for some fucking food. What you mean? Even if, look, nobody can do it worse than her. Just go shave and
bald
the rest.
That's true. I'm pretty good with clippers.
He's got to start over anyway.
Give that cat a fucking fade. Can you imagine? You, like, bald fade him from his stomach and then, like, a mid fade starting at, like, his ribs.
You just leave
that shit longer on top. Yeah, it'd be like Mohawk cat.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, nobody else would have it. Like, what kind of cat groomer can do that shit?
He'd look like a Spinosaurus.
Bro, nobody can fade like that. I got the fade skills. What's up? All right. So I
feed it a lot.
Yeah, you do. It's okay. We gotta watch it.
I've never noticed how much I fidget until these.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just sit, though.
Yeah.
I want to do something.
Yeah, you just can't rustle nothing around.
Yeah, that's why I put my hair back. That's why you just have a drink. And even now already, though, like...
That's okay.
I twirl my hair a lot, though. Like, I have, like... I guess it's, like, my... It's not anxiety, though. I'm not anxious.
Well, you just didn't know you did it. Now you're in a position where you're aware.
I'm like, damn, I do that? Why, though? Is it, like,
Like, I didn't know until the other day that I do this thing where I'm just like, yee.
What do you mean?
Yee.
Yee?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know I did that.
Because I usually, sometimes, like, when my hair is back, too, I'll go to grab a piece that's right here, and then my hair's back, and I'm like.
I just be getting itchy.
Because I just twirl it. Yeah, I touch my face too much, too. That's probably why this.
Just got to leave it alone. It's good practice.
Oh, it's so weird. I know now. All right. Like, I have this. But so this listen. Tastes like fucking shit. So.
Well, put it down. Put it down.
Put a cup of coffee down.
Put that shit down.
Not to wake me up. I haven't yawned. I haven't yawned.
Yeah. Well, I know we got to wake your ass up. You're a caffeine addict. You need your addiction. You just need a, you know?
Oh, we'll throw the fuck up for
Yeah,
sure.
I don't trust that one not to.
It's so come dark. Out. What?
You can't drink shit like that fast. It's powerful. It's powerful. I can smell it. I don't have a good sense of smell. I don't know if I told you that, but.
Can you smell garlic?
I did this morning.
You just sniffed it?
I figured, I don't know, you'd be eating garlic and shit. You do that. I don't know.
You smelled it on me?
Yeah.
I smelled like garlic?
A little bit. I just figured you ate some.
I did last night.
I know.
And I brushed my teeth twice.
It stays on you.
I brushed it before bed. Like, I ate. So, that's so weird.
But I know you do that, so I just was like...
Was
I
my
knew
armpits?
It was, no, I knew it wasn't
the was my breath? Mm. Damn, you should have told me. Garlic is a powerful tool, and we've been having so much allergies, so last night, we got one of those big-ass bags of pre-peeled garlic from Costco.
Yeah.
And we were popping cloves of garlic in olives.
Do you just swallow them?
No.
You chew them? Okay.
I know I ate like 4 or 5 cloves of garlic last night. It was yummy. It was a lot of garlic, though.
Okay, so I feel like you and me are both like big energy people, but we're not like so far into like the crystal realm. You know what I'm saying? We're not like decked out.
I might surprise you.
I mean, I'm not saying you don't have them. I'm not saying I don't have like... some jewelry and shit, but I'm not like
ride or die. Like I do
neither
it every
am I.
Single day.
I'm not like, bro, if I don't like, if I don't wear these rocks, then I'm not going to have good luck today. And it's going to swerve my, you know what I mean? I'm more like align your shit with the universe and like have faith that shit's going to happen.
And those
fucking,
are more like little reminders,
you know what I mean?
And like, yeah. Like they
well, and they're pretty.
Like, you're pretty. You can use them as reminders. You can use them as like,
Earth jewelry is my favorite. Like blown glass jewelry or like little like rock type jewelry or like things that's carved out of rocks. That's my favorite kind of jewelry. And I just like the way it feels when you put it on. It's kind of cool and then it like warms to your body. I don't know. I like
it. Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff.
I feel like we're like pretty in the middle about it. We're definitely a little more extreme than a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not like so far out to the edge and we're
that
not.
That organic chocolate granola.
Right, like we're not like too far, but we're also not like, ugh, like that's bullshit and how could you believe that? I definitely meet people that I'm like, I think secretly in your heart,
you believe it.
Believe
too.
In like some kind, because we're all made of energy, like on an atomic level, bro. Like
it's
that's what atoms
shit,
are,
bro.
Is energy. And then we are built out of atoms. Like literally everything is like vibrating, everything is energy. So you can't tell me that in your heart you don't believe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you're capping.
Yeah, like you're just faking it, bro, because you're too scared to be authentic. Like that's what I think. So, but there is a range, and we all know
there's a spectrum.
That there's a fucking range to this like energetic thing. Like feeling somebody's energy when they walk in the room, okay, but like some speaking to God type shit, like that's pretty fucking extreme. And you might need to, like, stop doing so much drugs in your spare time. Just saying. That's my PSA on that one. So, with all of those things said, And that way you fucking guys know where we stand before I go into this story. So you can get a little bit of the perspective.
We got that lowercase G gang. Fucking lowercase G gang, right. Dog.
So here
is
we go.
Is that a G when you look at it, or is that a 9?
I don't know what that is, but I know about that.
My hand, it just got...
All right.
Taking advantage of.
All right, so I'm not going to read you the title. I'm going to stop reading you titles because okay. I feel like it's better if I don't read you guys the titles.
Right? I'm that person that hears a title and tries to play out the whole like movie
you
or
are.
Skit or everything. Like I shoot right to the end.
You
I
are.
Just try to skip the whole story. I'm like, this happened, didn't it? I'm so bad about that.
I get it. I think that's like just problem solving. Like your brain's just like, what is it?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, so.
Enjoy the journey, my ass.
So this is from the Am I Wrong thread.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So I, 31-year-old female, got a massage a couple of weeks ago from a masseuse, like female in their 30s.
Okay.
Never seen this person before. Let's call her Joy. The consultation was normal, as were the first few minutes of the massage. Suddenly, Joy's hands began reacting to my skin as if she touched a hot stovetop. She stopped long enough for me to ask if everything was okay. Joy said she felt lightheaded. I asked how I could help and if she needed to stop, but Joy assured me that she was fine and kept going. A few minutes later, Joy started reacting like I was burning her again. I asked if she was okay again, and she responded, "It's like you're sucking all of the energy out of me." And then a beat later, "Are you a vampire?
Ho, oh, are you a vampire? Why are you acting like my skin's hot?"
Our person here, she says, I laughed awkwardly. Another few minutes later, she had the same reaction to my skin and said, "You can tell me if you're an energy vampire. Nothing else makes sense." I awkwardly laughed again and admitted, "Well, I am allergic to garlic," which is true. And I totally get it because I have the same sense of like trying to make people feel comfortable sometimes by just like, haha, well, I am allergic to garlic. This was the wrong thing to say. She pulled back her hands so quickly and sounded afraid. Here are some things that Joy said between hissing and pain from my skin. Yeah, this is like extreme. "You're too powerful. The last time I felt energy like this was when my ex kissed me." Trauma much?
Yo, you're wild for that.
You're wild. You should not be doing fucking massages.
You should be in a hospital.
Quit your job. Get some therapy. "You're a warrior. I can tell you have warrior energy. I could tell the second you walked in, you were ready for battle." This lady says, "For context, I'm a librarian with resting, how can I help you face?" So she's just a normal ass lady. Normal lady. "I just had a vision that you challenged me. That's what you're here for today." "You're like Jean Grey with all that phoenix fire in you." Homegirl says, "Logically, I would be rogue in this situation, but I digress." To the last point, I responded, "Well, my middle name is Jean."
That's hilarious.
This was also the wrong thing to say. I was face up at this point and saw the fear in Joy's eyes. She said, "I'm not your masseuse. I love you," and left. Like, what the fuck? With a love bomb on it? So weird.
She was in this woman's home. I would be scared that she knew where I lived.
She wasn't. This was at a professional place, it says by the end of it. So the lady says, "I checked out, paid full price plus tip. By the end of the massage, I was convinced she didn't want to touch my body and came up with fantastical excuses. I told this story to friends with the tone, 'Listen to this wild thing that happened to me, LOL,' and they all encouraged me to report her." Yeah. I thought about calling the manager for days before calling. It all came down to how insecure I felt afterwards. I don't think you should be made to feel insecure about your body in a situation as vulnerable as a massage. The manager was not surprised and said Joy told him that she refused to see me again because of my energy. He didn't know she had said all of that to me, plus everything about vampires, visions, etc. She said he ended up calling her three separate times to apologize. He also asked her to send him the story in writing and refunded her. She said, I still feel guilty about calling the manager, but at the same time, I don't think anyone getting a massage should feel like their body is wrong or physically harming their masseuse. Am I wrong for reporting her?
No. You're fucking weird for even getting weird. I would have been laughing my ass off, dude. Like, she sounds like she's questioning herself if she's a vampire or not. She's like, oh, I don't know, no.
Maybe I am a vampire.
I don't really have... What the fuck? I would have been like, bitch, ain't no way. If somebody said that to me, I would be so shocked. Can you imagine? I think I would have just been dumbfounded. Because I would have been like, I'm sorry. You said what? Like, the fact that the woman even she left and didn't tell anybody, right?
Dude, then? Can you imagine, like, the...
As soon as she was, like, hissing at me, I would have been like, yo, are you finna try to... One, when she was acting, if everything was, like... I would have been like, are you finna try to fuck me? Because if so, like, I'm finna bounce. Like some weird ass shit. Like, what I would have been blunt as hell. I would have been like...
Bro...
And then I'd be like, can I talk to your manager, please? Can I?
I probably would have. I would have been like, all right, cool. Like, so this is not good to fuck out. I'm like, this is getting weird,
what if
bro.
She had just jumped up and been like,
tried to bite her? Yeah. Ow! Dude. Oh, God. I hope that I get better at this shit as I age. Like, you have to take advantage of these situations, bro. When these people put this shit out there, you have to bite. Because, like, bro, if you are not selling to your fullest extent when you are with strangers, you are not utilizing your time correctly. What else are you doing, bro? Like, strangers are just a grand experiment. I mean, you never want to, like, harm
Imagine
anybody.
She just turned around and was like, hey, not that girl.
Bro, homegirl pulls a pistol out of her fucking bed.
Shouldn't shit herself.
That would have been an epic way to go out, though. But nobody would have ever known the story, so it's, like, also terrible. Tragic.
I don't know, dude. That's so freaking funny. I would have been like, yo, I am here to challenge you. You know, like, I would have been like, I am. You just raise up off the bed. You're naked as hell. You're just like, you know.
Where's my money, bitch? You just Kermit.
Don't make me. Use my vampire powers to bite you.
I know about you.
I know. I would have been like, yes. I've been having visions of you for months now. I was just here.
Right.
To tell you that one of your eyebrows are not as thick as the other one. Like, you can say some shit.
Anything. You can say anything. Dude, that's the problem with, like, people like that. That's, like, one of the comments on here says, yes, sadly the woo-woo has overflowed the containment vessel. I'm just like, exactly. I feel like whenever you are like this, you are just giving people the reins to, like, fuck with you and manipulate you. Like, bro, like.
And get you fired from your job because what the hell was that?
I'm saying, bro, listen. That's
crazy.
We touched on this last episode. Don't show up to work on drugs. It's very simple. Don't fucking do it.
Tripping balls.
Okay? And if you have issues like this, get a fucking therapist, bro. Like, we all need a little help, but, like, yo. Yo.
Fucking ignorant, dude. Bro, that's some ignorance.
One of these comments, listen.
Ignorance.
There's a good chance this is real. My ex-fiance believed her dad was Loki. These crazies exist.
Why do you, why? Huh? How do you convince, how are you so deluded?
Bro.
Deluded? That's not right.
She's delusional.
Are you deluded if you're super, have you deluded yourself?
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm using
deluded.
That word right.
Deluded. I don't know. The glue has come undone from this.
You need your fucking racket restrung.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly. What the fuck?
Your elevator don't go all the way to the top, ma'am.
That's what I'm saying.
Your pilot light's broken.
Light bulb just ain't screwed in.
Yeah. Goddamn. That's crazy as hell.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
The first, I'd have been like, are you good? Like, I'm sorry. The first, like, I would have been like, yo.
Bro.
I would have been like, are you good? And she's like, I'm fine. I'd have been like, are you fitting to stab me? Or, like, what's happening
right now? That's when you wish you had some weird shit, like some salt in your purse. You just start fucking sprinkling her.
I know.
You just start speaking gibberish.
Vanquish you, demon. Yeah. You just start salt in her face.
Hallelujah and see you
get
later.
Get away from me, demon. Yes, you just fucking throw salt in her eye and bolt out of there butt-ass naked.
No.
I hate when it stops or in the middle of the rolling. Like,
bruh. Show up my fucking pull stick.
I've come to vanquish you.
You're the vampire. Helps, would you know that I'm a vampire?
Right. Some weird ass shit.
You're not.
I'd be like, who the fuck are you, Van Helsing? That's what I would have said, bro. I'd have been like, yo, what is. Are you fucking with me? Who are you?
Who?
Who are you? Okay, Sherlock Holmes, like, since you've already put two and two together.
Have you ever had weird shit happen to you and you just kind of freeze in the moment and you're like, damn it.
Most times that's actually what happens. Like that old ass man saying that sideways shit to me the other day at Kroger. I was like, I couldn't do anything but make a face when he was getting on to me about letting Elodie slide across the floor.
Oh, yeah, she was having a good time. She was like,
woo! She was bawling.
Bro, she's having a good time.
She was bawling. I was in Kroger, to make a long story short, I was in Kroger. And once again, kids, weird shit. You just get away with what you can get away with sometimes. Elodie was like holding on to the bottom of the buggy like this. And I was just pushing the buggy. She's just sliding across the floor. And she'd, like, slide her legs out in front of her and, like, slide, you know? Like, almost like she's, like, wakeboarding across the Kroger floor, you know? That's fun as shit. I wish my mom would let me do that.
She's having a good time.
The worst thing that's going to happen is she's going to get some icky floor shit on her.
She's going to be dirty.
She's going to be dirty
But she's fully dressed and she got shoes and shit on.
And I can wash the clothes,
dude. I know, they're all sticky all the time.
Always. Yeah. So, this old-ass man, he comes by and he's like, well, aren't you so cute? And Elodie's like, you know? And I'm like, oh, thanks. And then he goes, I saw your mama letting you slide across the floor. Yeah, she shouldn't be letting you do that. And made eye contact with me. And I just went.
I know.
And that's all I could do, though. Like, I just looked at him and I just looked him up and down. And I was like.
I know.
I wonder if that was enough, though. I feel like
it should be. There should be more repercussions.
Like, I gotta be quicker. Like, I should have been like,
bitch. But
I know. I'd be like, or you could just shut the fuck up, you old sack of
shit. How about
shit.
I slide you across the floor, old man? I'm just kidding. That's probably too far.
I know I don't want to threaten him, but I could tell him to not talk to me like that.
Who knocked your cat backwards? Who shot in your cereals?
Yeah, so I'm like,
who knocked your cat? Who poured sour milk in your fucking oatmeal today?
You had to drink coffee like this for fucking breakfast, didn't you? Dark ass, nasty ass coffee.
Pissed in your OJ.
You found fucking Frenchie nuggets on your stairs, didn't you?
Oh. Two honest who we rock truth bomb steady. Scrappy banging jokes slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.